Vice President Joe Biden. He's weighing in on why Russia and Vladimir Putin might have hacked Democratic emails to hurt Hillary Clinton as he calls for Democrats to unite against Donald Trump. We started out with his message for the Bernie or bust crowd.
What do you say to when one of those Bernie delegates comes to you and says, listen, I'm just not going for Hillary. I'm standing by my principles.
You know, I said, I look at you, I said, I know you're going to vote for Hillary. I know you're not.
How do you know?
I just know because you're as moral and sinner as you say you are. I know you can't vote for Trump. I know.
One of the things they're angry about is these leaked emails. Do you think Russia's behind it?
I don't know about this particular dump of emails. But we do know that this is the modus vivendi of Russia.
What would it say if they were trying to influence our election?
Well, it would say it's totally consistent with who Putin is.
You think he wants Trump to win?
I think he doesn't want Hillary to win. I've traveled over a million miles around the world just the last 7.5 years. But I haven't found a single world leader, ally, friend, who says, Jesus, great, maybe we'll get a Trump presidency.
But you think Putin wants it?
Oh, I think Putin doesn't want a united NATO. I think he doesn't want a united EU. I could see where a lot of our adversaries would think it's better to have someone who doesn't have any idea what they're doing than have somebody as tough as Hillary.
Your reputation is the working class guy, the middle class guy. Why are so many of them going for Donald Trump?
Well, I think there's two reasons. One, I think he has been very successful in playing on their fears. And there's not been enough focus on playing on their hopes, appealing to their better angels. So, look, I don't know anybody, rich or poor, off or not, who isn't concerned about ISIS.
But you talk about that fear of ISIS. Mike Pence, the VFW, it is extraordinary to think that in Philadelphia, 61 speakers came to the podium, and not one of them named ISIS by name. This man, Donald Trump, will name our enemies without apology, and he will defeat them.
How are you going to defeat? We have the single most significant homeland security of any country in the world. And what are they doing, Pence and Trump? What they're doing is they're breaking up our alliances. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Of course, he's going to be up on the stage tonight. Tim Kaine, mm-hmm. Vice President Kaine on the stage, and President Obama. So another packed night. You can see more in my interview with Vice President Biden on This Week on Sunday.